And as a civil society, we are saying we've got a role to complement our governments and also to play the monitoring role as far as the outcomes of Addis Ababa is concerned.
And can you explain what the Finance for Development Conference is?
The conference is a United Nations conference. The agenda being to set targets on for global finance and also the discussion around post 2015 development agenda. You find out that one of the key major issues that will be looked at this conference is to review the implementation of Monterrey Consensus and the Doha Declaration of Development, and also to address new challenges in mobilizing effective use of finance resources for sustainable development.
And looking at Zimbabwe, what have been some of the challenges in having sustainable finance for development projects?
Looking at Zimbabwe, we are seeing that Zimbabwe is languishing in a very huge debt, approximately more than $9 billion in terms of external debt. We have also, in terms of accumulation of domestic debt, we have other issues that also affect Zimbabwe, the issue of being sidelined with international community. So what we are saying in terms of this conference for the countries, we really need, as an African CSOs, we are also lobbying for the cancellation of debt so that our countries will be able to resuscitate their economies. But the issue of governance is also coming out, is very important to make sure that apart from cancellation of debts, the governments have to take responsibility.